We're in Brachot, we're up to Daf Hei Amad Aleph, the first wide line, the two dots. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak taught the following. Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Mitato, whoever reads Shema by his bed, he read Shema in Shul, he did the biblical obligation of reading Shema already when he davened Ma'ariv, he davened Ma'ariv on time, but then he reads Shema by bed. So that's a different Shema. That's a Shema that'll protect him. That's Ke'ilu Ochez Cherev Shel Shtei Kviyot V'yado. It's as though he's holding a double-edged sword in his hand. Shenemar, as the verse says, Romemot Kel Bigronam. They have the exaltations of God in their throats. V'cherev V'fiyot V'yadam. And they carry the double-edged sword in their hands. And then if any different type of spirit tries to come and harm him during the night, the fact that he read Shema by his bedside, that gives him this double-edged sword, and they better beware, these mazikin. Neye mashma. The Gemara says, wait a second. The verse says, the exaltations of God in their throats gives them a double-edged sword in their hands. How do you get from there to Shema? Neye mashma. From where in that pasuk do you have an indication that we're talking about Shema? Amar Marzutra v'itema Ravashi. Marzutra said, and some say it was Ravashi who said, Mereisha d'inyana, from the beginning of that chapter in Tehillim. Dichtiv, because the verse says earlier in that chapter, Yalzu chasidim b'chavod yiraninu al mishkevotam. The pasuk says just before that, the chasidim, they rejoice in honor and they sing by their beds. So we're talking about going to bed, the Hasidim going to bed, and then Vichtiv Batrei, right afterwards it says, Romimot Kel Bigronam, the exaltations of the potent one is in their throat. V'cherv Pifiyot B'Adam, then they have this double-edged sword in their hand. So that's Pshat. So once we finish this quote of Rabbi Yitzchak, we go on to the next. Tamar Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak taught another thing. Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Mitato, whoever reads Shema by his bedside before he goes to sleep, mezikin bedelin emenu. These spirits, these things that have a potential to do harm at night, they stay away from him if he reads Shema by his bed. Shneemar, as the verse says in Job and Eov, uvnei reshef yagbihu uf. The uf keeps away the bnei reshef, the sons of reshef. What is uf? Then uf ela Torah. Uf is code for Torah. Shenemal, because the pasuk in Mishlei describes Torah as hataif einecha bo veinenu. Blink your eye and Torah's gone. So uf is that thing that you gotta is like blink. Don't blink. Don't blink. If you lose focus on Torah, you forget it. If you don't think over what you've been learning during the day before you go to sleep, you'll wake up in the morning and you'll have to learn it from scratch. You'll look back and say, wait a second, did I do this? It's like every night when we try to continue our learning. We look back and try to remember what we do yesterday. So Chazal say, you don't have to wait till the next night. Just stop focusing and come back and you'll see you'll have to work much harder to get back at it. Torah is like that. You blink and you lose focus and the concepts are elusive. You got to start again. Let's try to get that again. So uf is code for Torah, because Torah it says don't do uf, don't blink your eyes. So uf is a reference to Torah. So it says uf keeps away the sons of Reshef. What are the sons of Reshef? Ve'ein Reshef ela mazikin. Reshef is a reference to these harmful creatures called mazikin. Shneimar, as the verse says in the curses in Devarim, mizei ra'av ulchum Reshef v'ketev meriri, that they'll be suffering from all kinds of demons, that different types of spirits that can harm, and one of them is they'll be fought by reshef, lechume reshef, and also ketev meriri. So here we see ketev meriri was a known demon, a known shade. If reshef is right near ketev meriri, it says they'll be fought by reshef plus ketev meriri. So we understand that reshef is also like ketev meriri. He's also a type of spirit, some kind of spiritual harmful creature. Okay, so here it says, Bnei Reshef are distanced by uf. You do your uf, you do your Torah before you go to sleep, so it's not clear that it has to be Shema. If uf is all Torah, maybe any Torah you learn by your bedside will keep away these spirits. But Rav Yitzchak said, read Shema by your bedside and the Mazikin stay away. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kol osek b'Torah yisurin b'delin emenu. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, will take this same verse and apply it differently. The word reshef appears between mezei ra'av and between ketev meriri. And we understood until now that reshef is like ketev meriri, it's some harmful spirit. What Reish Lakish is going to do is he will apply it to the beginning of the verse and understand that reshef is different forms of suffering, different types of physical afflictions, and he will derive it from the beginning of the pasuk, and he will tell us that reshef really goes with the beginning of the pasuk, and then v'nei reshef yagbiu uf will come to teach us that uf keeps away the afflictions, the yisurin, the physically painful afflictions that there are in life. That's where we'll pick up tomorrow, Bezat Shem, with Reish Lakish.